You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
It is now time for our next guest. Our next guest is Nadia Piave.
Piave.
That's right. And so, Nadia, I know you're a teacher, you're a vocalist, and what other roles do you have at the con?
Well, at the con, I teach for the Open Academy.
Right.
I also teach for the con high school. So I get them when they're moving into becoming the professionals that you probably play here.
Oh, okay. So you call it the con high school, do
there's
you?
There's the con high, which is a separate entity. But the Open Academy is the community branch.
Yeah, right, okay.
Which is the one that I'm here to talk about.
Yeah, okay. So tell us, I know that they do some wonderful, wonderful courses, and it's really quite varied. So give us an idea of the sort of stuff that they do.
Well, if you're a musician who's coming back to music, or someone who's had a professional life and you've always wanted to engage with music, the Open Academy is there and has a range of courses from electronic music production to vocal courses to guitar courses to composition, pop and classical, jazz classes, a lot of jazz classes.
Right.
And we have our second term coming up.
Fantastic.
Which begins in May. And we just want to encourage people, those aspirational students, be a student for life and come along to the Open Academy and expand your knowledge of music or be introduced to something new that you've always wanted to do.
So these are after hours courses.
Yes.
So
yes, nighttime.
And is anything on the weekend or is it always?
No. There are some courses for the younger kids.
Yep.
On weekends, Rising Stars, but adult courses are during the week from about 6 p.m.
Right, and really, you can be an absolute beginner. You don't have to really even have talent. It's about coming and enjoying it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. There are various courses that do require some.
Some you have to audition for. Yeah,
experience.
Right. Yeah, okay. So what would they be?
There's the. I'm just looking it up here for a second.
Yeah.
Just give me a second. The Joe Fabro's class. The Contemporary Voice Studio.
Right.
Roy Isaac's Jazz Harmony.
Okay.
As you might be able to imagine, you need a little bit of background there.
Right.
To get the most out of that course.
Yeah.
But there are various courses for complete beginners, jazz piano, even just piano, whether you want to go down the route of classical piano or jazz, vocal courses where you can do courses where they focus on being a soloist, you can do courses where it's more about singing in an ensemble, and you can come and do what I teach, vocal fundamentals, which is exactly that for people who like to sing, not sure where their voice is, are they in tune, can they learn a part, can they hold a part, we teach them that. And a course that we haven't had for a little while is one that I'm running called Vocal Workout, which is pretty unique in that it's looking at vocal drills for whatever style you'd like to get involved in. Vocal drills are something that people often neglect or just don't have the time to explore.
So can you give us a bit more information on that. That sounds really interesting, vocal drills.
Yep.
So is this something that, say, a professional singer should be doing regularly,
for example? Yep, exactly that. It's maintenance, vocal maintenance.
Right.
And there have been some wonderful methods, vocal methods written through the ages.
Yeah.
And I have become very passionate about those. And
they change a lot though, don't they? The vocal methods have changed over the years, that there are times when you're sort of taught to sing in a particular way and then suddenly the whole thought process changes and they go, oh no, actually you need to be doing this.
You're right, Virginia. I think what happens is the industry of teaching develops, and we see that, well, you know, there's a lot of people doing contemporary voice, and really, unless you've got a bit of understanding of how to maintain your voice, how to take care of it, what we call vocal hygiene, it's all very well doing classical exercises, but truly, if you want to sing pop music, if you want to be a belter, you are better off to look at exercises that will address that style of singing.
There's not just one thing fits all.
No,
I love this. I love the fact that this is what's happening now in education for vocalists in particular. That it's, you know, what sort of vocalist do you want to be, or what sort of voice have you got?
Mm.
And then this is what you need to be doing to maintain that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Once upon a time, you would just assume, I need to do classical exercises. Now, I'm going to say that's not going to hurt you. That's going to be great. But we can expand a little bit on that. There are terrific – I use books by Bob Stoloff, the great jazz vocalist. And in a way, I sometimes think they're basically a knockoff of a lot of classical singing, but it's the styling.
Yeah.
You know, Anne Peckham's books, Anne Peckham from Berkeley, they are fantastic for people wanting to address contemporary music theatre, contemporary vocalisation, because really, do you need to learn to sing a two-octave scale? Yeah. Maybe you do, and you can explore that.
So
that's what I'd like to bring, this extra string to the Open Academy's bow, to look just at vocal exercising.
Fantastic. I think that's a really brilliant idea. I know that in another life I was a singer, but I started singing, and then I thought, I've been singing professionally for I was very young when I started, for a couple of years, and I got very ill, and I kept singing, and I had bronchitis, and I was still having to do gigs and get up, and night after night after night, and these were the days when you were doing 3-hour gigs. You know, there were 3 45 sets.
Yep.
3 sets of 45 is what I meant to say. And, you know, and that's punishing on the voice.
Yeah.
That is really punishing.
Absolutely.
And especially if you're doing it sort of 4 or 5 nights a week, and when you're not well. And that's when I decided I would go and get some lessons. And I went to, beautiful woman, wonderful woman, which is an opera singer. And it was all very classical and operatic. And I used to think, and I never said anything to anybody, but I used to think back then, you know, I don't know that this is the right way to be learning this, because I think it made, for me, it all became very awkward. It was sort of, I couldn't relate what I was learning and doing classically and singing operatic arias. I couldn't relate it to going out and singing R&B, soul, jazz in a band.
Exactly.
And it didn't make any sense. And I actually found it all very difficult. It was a really confusing time for me. And I just love to hear that this is now changing. And this is, and I suppose, you've got all these wonderful schools now as well, where kids are going to these performing arts schools, and they're coming out with these cracker voices, my goodness. And I imagine that sort of has really changed the whole sort of approach to vocalising and to how to sing in different styles.
Yep. And there's the aspect of confidence. You know that if you've done that background work in knowing how to warm up your voice properly, and as you say rightly, Virginia, for the style, making it pertinent to the style that you're singing, when you have that knowledge, you just feel confident.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, we get a bit anxious before we go out on stage. Totally normal. But if you know, okay, I've got this regime in my head about as soon as I get on stage, I take a deep breath, I'm going to be thinking about what I do with, you know, sending the sound out, the consonants, just they're going to help me get that direct sound that I want, rather than, as you say, if you've only been studying classical arias. And believe me, if people want to come along to the drills class and learn classical technique, not a problem.
Yeah, yeah,
not a problem
absolutely.
At all.
If that's what you want to be doing, absolutely fine. But trying to cross the genres becomes really difficult for a singer.
In the end, the exercises are often very similar.
Right.
Very similar. But it's about the mindset and helping the student understand that there is no point you executing these fabulous classical exercises beautifully if, as you say, you're going to get up and it's an R&B gig and you've got to have attitude and you're working with the audience. This is, you know, a participatory art form.
Yeah,
it's not the audience there observing you, as may be the case
absolutely
with classical.
Right. Wow. Okay, so... are there classes that are sort of getting quite full now, or are
we have an early bird?
Oh, okay. Tell us about that.
Now, early bird discount. If you enrol before the 7th of April, you get a 12% discount there. But the courses start in May. I'm looking for an exact date. I think it's the 5th of May, the week of the 5th of May.
Okay, okay. And how long do they run for?
8 weeks.
Right.
And I think most of them are 2 hours.
So once a week. Oh, right, two hours once a week for eight weeks. Right, brilliant. Okay. And okay, so they get online? Do they?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the information for?
Open Academy. Well, here it is. openacademy.sydney.edu.au.
Right.
Get online and you'll be able to have, you know, there's little videos describing each of the courses.
Yeah.
And it's very user-friendly. Our website, which is good. And you can enrol online. And, yeah, don't forget that early bird discount, because some of the courses, we have a soul ensemble which sells out straight away. And it's fabulous.
Just tell us what it's about.
Basically, you know, you come along and it's open to vocalists and instrumentalists.
Ooh.
And this iteration is run by... Nick Hoeveg.
Right, okay.
Nick Hoeveg is running that. I think, if I'm not wrong, it was a course started by Darren Heinrich.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You might know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's
Hammond B3 player, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And it's a, it's been a cracker success story.
So you've got vocalists and, and
trumpet
instrumentalists.
Trumpet players, trombone. Anything that goes towards making a soul ensemble. I think they people will come along. If I'm not wrong, just looking, is that an auditioned one? I have a feeling it might be.
Right.
That'll be on the website. There are some jazz ensembles as well. Four of those are auditioned. Others are not. Impro basics, jazz guitar and jazz piano with the fabulous Renata Arrivolo.
Right, wow.
I do think that the soul ensemble is auditioned. It would kind of have to be, so that they know what elements they've got and who they can put together.
Would they have to read music?
I'm going to suggest it's a good thing, but if you don't read music, just bring your best ear along.
Yeah. What about theory?
Yep.
Yeah. What about courses to help people with their theory?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's something I personally, as a singer, am absolutely passionate about. I didn't learn to sight read until I was in my 30s,
right,
which is actually quite late. Mm. A lot of singers can tend to, because we can go along because we've got great ears and we can learn music very quickly orally. I wave the flag for being able to sight read, because it just gives you so much more information about the music if you can see what's coming up and understand what's happening. Also, for singers, shout out for singers, you can speak the same language as your accompanist then.
It's and you're talking on the same level.
On the same level.
And, you know, it's gone are the days, if you've got that under your belt, gone are the days when once upon a time it used to be the chick singer.
Absolutely,
you know,
that's right.
Which is
the
really,
other.
Yeah, that's
they were
right.
The other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Virginia, I was just going to say, just in case anybody's wondering, the courses are all held at the conservatorium.
Right, okay.
Which gives you access, again, I'm waving the flag here, to the conservatorium library. I cannot tell people enough how extraordinary that library is. So we encourage people to come in a little bit earlier before the class, head on down to the library, have a read through, you know, the different magazines, music magazines, have a look through the shelves, decide if you want to join the library, you know.
Right.
It's a brilliant resource.
Is the cafe still open in the evening or not?
Unfortunately,
no.
No, I don't think so. I think they shut up by 6.
So they, okay, yeah. So, well, they could get there early, have a...
Yeah, at 5, get your last cup of coffee.
Yeah. All right, well, look, this all sounds wonderful. And I certainly, I really think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. I did some years and years ago. I did a couple. I can't remember what they were called now, but it was great fun. It was really, really good fun.
It's great professional development as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was raised as a classical singer.
Right.
That's my background.
Right.
But I became passionate about other styles.
Right.
I've sung in all sorts of styles, tango, Neapolitan song, all sorts of stuff. But I have been thinking I need to do one of the jazz courses as well for my professional development.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, absolutely. And also I think it's really great for, singers that might have been professional once and have taken some time out.
Yeah, time out.
And, you know, even if they've stopped to have babies and whatever, a lot of women have. And then you sort of get this sort of thing. Oh,
it never leaves you.
It never leaves you. But you can also feel a bit, you know, a little bit sort of fragile about sort of getting back out
back
there.
Into it, yeah.
So this is just a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
But I remember the one of the courses I was doing. It was jazz vocal. It was with Eduardo.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of different singers. And do you know, one of the girls in there has in this particular group has gone on to be internationally known, and I don't. There's a what are they called?
Terrific.
She has a Roxy. She has a stage name, but I remembered her. I think that's Sasha from Edo's course, and she's like killing it. They've made several albums now, and I think they're based in Europe or the UK, and have been for a long time. But it was just a real mixture of people. There was you know, I think a woman in her 70s that had just always been an absolute, you know, had a passion for jazz, and there was this young, beautiful young girl, Sasha, who just started singing in this band that is now huge, and you know, she was just sort of wanting to get, I think, a bit more confident, and everything in between.
Yep.
It was just wonderful.
Yep. Confidence is a big thing.
Yeah.
And we'd think that by the time, you know, we're grown up, that maybe we don't have to worry about that. But you do.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You do. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. So, Nadi, it's been so lovely. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Virginia. Thank you, people,
please do try this out because, you know, it's good for the soul. Music is just so enriching. Yeah. And can we just have that website again? Just one more.
Yep. Open Academy. That's openacademy.edu.au. Will I say that again?
Yeah.
openacademy.sydney.edu.au. And don't forget, there's an early bird discount if you enrol before the 7th of April, and courses start in the week of May the 5th.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.